Love is not always pleasant. Because love is not defined by our pleasant feelings, pain can be an integral part of love, although most of us would prefer to experience happiness and eliminate pain from our relationships. This attitude is based on a desire to satisfy our senses. Genuine love can indeed bring us great happiness, yet it can also cause extreme suffering. If we examine our lives even a little, we notice that our greatest pain has almost invariably come from relationships with those we love. Perhaps we tried to give and were not fully appreciated, or perhaps we wanted to make a loving connection and somehow could not. Who cannot remember the deep hurt of being betrayed, disappointed, neglected, or abandoned? At the same time, our greatest happiness has also come from relationships with others. It is a paradox that love, the most healing force there is, can also make us so vulnerable to pain. In a loving relationship, each difficulty in our lives becomes a challenge to glorify and serve the Lord. When we care about someone, the hard times are wonderful because they demonstrate the need for greater communication. Because our partner did not receive our words or actions in a loving spirit, we see a need for love. This gives us an exciting opportunity to serve and to support the well-being of the other person. When we are in control, we feel good about everything. But as soon as events do not go as planned, we may become unwilling to accommodate our partner. Whenever we experience doubts about the relationship, we turn away. These doubts may arise because we lack strong faith or feel insecure. Often, we project our fears and phobias onto our partner and onto our environment to avoid facing the fact that the problem is within our own consciousness. Then, even if somebody gives us a compliment, we may think suspiciously, "What do you mean by that?" Some people remain entrenched in a mood of negativity no matter what happens. Our goal as spiritual warriors is to become so loving that nothing seems to bother us. In this state, we will not be affected by negativity at all. Instead, we will be grateful for negative comments as well as praise, and may even interpret harsh words in a loving way. At first, this may seem naive, but actually, such behavior reflects strong faith in the Lord and a willingness to share our faith and love with others. All of us actually have the capacity to become so fixed in our love that everything in the environment only helps us to be more loving. This is the mood of a true spiritual warrior.